From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unplugged roundtable discussion for, I don't even know what day it is.
18,
November 16th.
17th. November,
well, this show's going to go up on the 17th, probably. Okay. 2011. I'm John Magi. I'll be your host. For this particular segment, Pete's having some back problems, so he actually stepped away from the table and asked me to pick up the hosting duties. At our table, we have Max the intern working the controls, Teresa Eccles, Kathy Werling, Corey Martin, Kevin Close, and Walter Eccles is somewhere in the house. He was back in the peanut gallery, but he got up. This segment, we're going to do talk about holidays at Walt Disney World, Christmas time at Walt Disney World. Our gang, some of our members of our gang, had a chance to experience some of the annual occurrences that happen.
Gang.
Teresa will not be at the table anymore. She's laughing
sorry.
At me. Some of the annual occurrences, Osborne Festival of Dancing Lights and Mickey's Very Merry Not So Scary Christmas Party. So we're going to talk a little bit about that so people can get jazzed up for their vacations, their Christmas vacations here at Walt Disney World. Let's talk about Osborne Lights. How was it? Anything different? Anything new?
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
If you've been in years past, you have to go this year. They've replaced all the lights that Jennings Osborne had donated. They're all LED lights now.
Well, and they were starting to do that over the years.
Yeah, and it's all totally done now. And you walk in and you go, there's something different about the lights. And they're just brighter and sharper. And the effects that they can now do, that if you thought they were good before, it's really – what's that side street that leads down to San Francisco? You know, the side?
Oh, the one that –
I don't know what the name of the street is.
But San Francisco Street.
No. Yeah, okay.
That's not it.
Yeah.
But they always had like the lights like draped, looked like a tent.
Yeah, like they had like a carport set up where they ran lights over it.
Yeah, that's sort of what
that's
it looked
like. That's what it looked like, right? Those temporary carports. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
And the lights now with the effects that it does down the street, they were doing one with like, was supposed to like represent the red, white, and blue like a flag. And just the way the lights were going down, the lights dance a lot more than they did before. You know, it was like every 10, 15 minutes. Now it's like every two or three songs, it seems to do it. Yeah, you have to go back and see it.
Festive. I was,
again, just
did they use
on
Christmas in Sarajevo, that music?
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, good.
And they start the beginning off now. They have, you know, when they go to flick the light, like when they find a family that goes up to turn the lights on. Now they have two cast members up there, like as your hosts for the evening, and they're in their winter sweaters, and you're there like, wow, you know, they must really be hot, but they like hype it up. They also have added something at the beginning that sort of shocks the crowd.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, I don't want to say what it is, but everybody in the crowd went like, oh!
They actually shock the crowd. They take the wires from last year.
First they spray you with water.
It just, to me, it was almost like it was a whole different set of Osborne lights.
Still the same place, still New York Street in MGM, and some of the
Hollywood
sort of
studios.
And Hollywood Studios.
Oh, really?
Disney's.
I'm going, where's MGM?
And then, like you said, the side street. What about that back area where it used to be a character meet and greet? They were decorating that at the T of the road where the San Francisco picture is. There's sort of a corral back
there. Oh, we were back there one time and they had the Toy Story characters
right.
back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that one area still isn't. They took that area away. So it's like once you get down to San Francisco, that's where it starts, where they used to have it up by where the Phineas and Ferb group is now. Mm-hmm. They used to have lights and stuff up there. And you know how when you walk down the street and they have, it says Peace on Earth and they have the globe and they had the angels up there. One of the angels now this year is Jennings Osborne.
Oh.
And he's different than all the other angels that are up there because Jennings Osborne, the gentleman who started all this, passed away.
What makes it different?
His angel is just, if it's the lights, like if it's white with blue, his is blue with white
or something.
Did they
tell you this?
Or did you make this up in your head?
Oh, that one must be Jennings Osborne.
I mean,
yeah, I read it somewhere oh, okay, when I was still okay.
Because you, man, I everything was so pretty and sparkly, and I'm, you know, I enjoyed it. I could tell it was different, but wow.
You didn't get the memorial biography.
You were like picking it. You like?
Did you see the purple cat?
No, it was so busy. That would be my only criticism. That I was there the first night, and of course it's going to be busier when it first starts. But they really need to do some kind of crowd control once you get into that main street, streets of New York. Or
I mean, I know, I remember they corral you. You can only go one way. But once you get in there,
then you can go whatever way you want.
Now it's. Is it still sort of that onto the beginning of the Lights, Motors, Action set? Does it still sort of go to that part of the street? What about the big carousel? Is that still there?
It's still up.
They still have some of his stuff.
Just they changed the lights up.
Yeah, they changed the lights on it. But, yeah, like the tree that was his and the circular thing that goes around, that's still there.
It still snows?
I think it snows more than it did before. And I would mention that again because that's something I'm always hyper about. That's like a soapy product. And
it's
if you're
soap bubbles.
Yeah. And if you're carrying your expensive, you know, SLR camera through there, you don't want that to land on your lens. So I always like walk through, I've got like my hands or I'll bring a bag and put it over the camera so nothing happens. But, and when people stop to take pictures, like step over to the side, but it's like they go, lights must stop in the
right
middle of
in front of you.
Yes,
and you're like running. I how many times I run into somebody because I'm just like because you're looking up. You know, you're like ooh, and you're all moving along at a nice little clip.
Yeah, you made fun of me for doing things on the radio. You just did the same thing.
But I went ooh, mine had sound effect. yours was just like this is what it was like.
And I would say, you know, one of Kevin's subjects that the people that were on ECVs in wheelchairs, I felt really bad for them because most people, it was sort of like everybody was out for themselves in this area. That's why I think they needed 4 or 5 years ago when they used to have like a barricade like down the middle and you came in one way and out the other.
When did you do it? When did you do this weekend?
Whatever the first night was.
I got to tell you, we went to, like you said, Festival of the Masters and also Celebration, and we found not only were the crowds crazy, a lot of people, but crazy in that it was every man for himself.
Yeah.
And it was also a 3-day weekend for a lot of people because of Veterans Day.
Coming off a full moon, too.
Did they sell hot chocolate?
Yes, and they actually, I didn't bring the list, but they actually seem to have more items for sale this year, and there's more booths. There's one on each side. I don't know all the buildings in there, but the one that, as you're walking into the area, if you come by the bookstore, and on the left-hand side, there's an area there where you can buy drinks and, like, hot chocolate. And
on the left?
Yeah, on the left as you're walking down the street, if you were facing, like, where
it's like an old newsstand.
Okay, I know
where
By the newsstand, but this is in addition to the newsstand, and they had, like, Rice Krispie squares, and they had hot chocolate and different kinds of drinks. I have pictures up. I did a blog, and I've got the menu in there. They had more choices, and then there was one on the other side, so they were trying to get you to part with your money.
Did you go on one of the cooler nights?
Yeah, it wasn't too
It makes
big.
A big difference.
It does. Yeah. I'm sweating. It's
especially
snowing.
With the crowd.
I'm sweating. It's snowing.
Exactly. And it's really kind of hard to rouse yourself to Christmas traditions. It was like that in Hawaii. They were starting to decorate, and you thought, it's 85 seasons. Yeah. It's 85 degrees and breezy. I'm not there yet. So, and
like yeah, this was a night you needed like a sweat jacket.
But going to the Osborne Lights, I think, helps put you in the
spirit.
Does. Here.
I think it's a little better, though. Like she said, if you needed a jacket or something.
It's better than when it's 85 out.
I've been there some nights when it's people are wearing gloves. It's so cold. Yeah.
Besides the lights themselves, was there any new piece? Because every year they try to add something new. Or was it just the lights and the music and the more effects?
They sort of move things around a little bit.
Well, I referenced the purple cat.
Yeah, and I said I really looked for the purple cat.
They hide the purple cat every year.
Yeah, and I couldn't see that. But I said it just every display. You know, they had like the old time, the metal toys. Here I'm
a tricycle.
Well, they have a bike and they have
yeah, but there was like a metal one.
It had pedals, right?
Yeah.
Because with your hands.
big wheel?
No, they're tricycle. I want to say it's like I can remember seeing pictures. They're like a sort of like a scooter tricycle kind of thing, but it had like a metal, like a little tractor kind of a thing, like made out of metal.
Oh, I know what you mean.
And like every year they've had things like that there, but with the new lights, you went and looked. It just looked
popped,
better.
Sort of popped.
You know, and I guess maybe it's because, you know, you go see it every year and you're there like, yeah, okay, it's nice.
There's also hidden Mickeys.
Yes.
In the lights that you have to look for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big tree has.
While you were going, ooh.
Yeah, I was just like, look at the lights. Oh, what kills me is the multitude of colors and the dancing part, I guess, is what I like.
What I love about it is that it's included in your admission.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
It's free.
And I didn't realize as I was walking down that side street towards San Francisco that on the corner of one of the buildings, it says funeral home. I've been by that building, I can't tell you how many times, but the way
that was for Jennings Osborne.
But it's like, you know,
the little angel flew.
You know how, like, I mean, we've all been to the parks how many times? And it's like, now I just see something I've never seen before.
I love that.
I like to go back in there when it's not Osborne lights and just, because there's always, empty a lot of times, and you can just go and hang and just sit like you're sitting on the streets of New York and just chilling.
And so it's worth going and seeing this year.
I think it's always worth going.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's kind of become a tradition. You have to make your pilgrimage there while you're here.
Well, it started in 1995. I was reading one of the things,
that's what I was going to ask you.
That was the first year we ever went. And we didn't know any better. This was like our first Christmas at Disney.
I hated it back then.
And to me, it was like the death march
that
you went through the back lot when they used to
have. Past that Golden Girls house?
And it was like, you know, if anything should happen here as you're all trudging because you couldn't get off the path, you couldn't. I mean, like, chaos is going to reign and there's going to be.
It was like you were in a river of people.
Yes.
And you moved as fast or as slow as the person ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sort of trudged along. And if you were on the left or the right hand side of the road, there was no way to make your way over to the right hand side or the left hand side of the road. Did I say two different words?
No, you got
if you were on one side of the road, there was no way to see the other side. They filled that little narrow street with people, and it was just like this river of people.
Sounds fun.
I used to do it with a wheelchair, and it's extraordinarily difficult.
Yeah.
I always found that. I think this allowing people to bounce around and look around, I think it's a better idea.
And one thing, because I know people out there are going to expect me to say this, but I still find it amazing that they could do all these lights in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I didn't get into the ECB conversation. Let it go.
It's like, come on, people. You couldn't have done this. If you could string lights and made it look like a carport in MGM.
Made it look like a carport.
I'm not entirely sure that was their goal.
Well, you know what I mean? That they have this, you know, it looked like a tent or whatever going down that street. Now tell me
kind of a tunnel effect.
They couldn't have draped the lights over the poles, or they couldn't have done the same kind of thing in Epcot. To do the lights of winter.
This is Kathy's. I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Moment.
I'm not going
to
give it up.
Going to Epcot for the holidays.
Yep. I'm bitter. Party of one. I'm on the bitter train.
We went to Epcot for the last weekend of food and wine. We were there on Friday, and I was surprised to find that almost all the Christmas decorations are up.
Except.
No,
they're not there.
Except. It's just.
They're up.
Just stop saying that. You'll get her all worked up, and I don't have blood pressure medicine here.
All right. Osborne lights, a must do. How about Mickey's Very Merry Not So Scary? Mickey's Very
Princess Lauren.
We also went on the first night, and the crowd was absolutely insane there. I've never seen it that crowded before.
What was the first night?
Last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's taking place now, from now to the 18th of December. From
18th? That far in? I thought, okay.
From 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Yeah, we got there early. You know, we got there about 4 o'clock. They let us in. Even though we have annual passes, they let us in with our Mickey's Very Merry ticket. I suggest everybody do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, the locations for hot chocolate and cookies aren't going to be open till 7, but you can still get in there.
You can still ride the rides and see some of the shows and do some of the
but it
park
was,
stuff before.
Like I said, it was
place.
So crowded. For Mickey's Not So Scary, went there the first night, and we were able to hop on a lot of the attractions with no problem. But there was a little bit of a wait this night. The one new thing they have this year, which I think is worth the money all by itself, is the Magic, the Memories, and You Holiday Edition. The projection overlay they do on the castle was unreal.
Yeah. Your pictures were amazing.
The pictures look fake. It almost looks like I photoshopped it.
It ticked Stella off. I said, look at these pictures Corey took at the castle for Christmas.
They do an overlay of the where the castle is like a gingerbread house. They make it look like a candy cane design. One of them's the castle's like a big present.
Mm-hmm. And this is just rotating through the night.
No, this is just one time. They do this at 9:15.
Oh, right.
And then immediately after that, they do the wishes. Wishes at 9:30. So I didn't have a lot of time to do a lot of the stuff around because it was so crowded. I had to go get a spot for the parade. After the parade, I had to go run and get a spot on Main Street to set up my tripod for the show, which was awesome. This was the first year I actually got to take photos of the show without looking in my camera. I bought a cord, a remote, so I was able to actually look at it and press a button when I wanted to take a photo. So cool. I really enjoyed it.
And back to that Magic Memories and you, they only do that holiday version during the Christmas parties. If you go on another night, it's just the regular Magic Memories.
Yes, I want to go.
All right.
It really is cool. It's something else. I like the Magic, the Memories and you by itself, but mm-hmm. with the holiday overlay, it was really cool. The parade, same as last year. I mean, I'm
all the
sure
regulars are there.
All the regulars, the gingerbread men.
The parade is kind of a tradition. It's almost like you mm-hmm. don't want them to change the parade.
I don't want them to change anything about it.
Yeah.
The elves, the snowmen.
The marching.
The wooden soldiers.
Yeah, the wooden soldiers.
Yeah, not much has changed with that, but if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. And the dancing reindeer. One tip I would give anybody going, eat before 7 o'clock.
Yes.
They close down most of the food stations, and you're pretty much relegated to cosmic rays. So if you're looking for something else, eat before you go. Or eat before the party starts.
And most people, if they're going, have already made their dining reservation. So it's going to be slim to find
availability what you want. Anywhere. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kathy. Anything besides the memories, magic, and money on the castle, was there any surprises or anything that you went, wow?
No, that was a surprise for me.
You didn't know it was going to happen?
Well, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't know
how much
it was,
gonna like it.
How cool it was really going to be. That they were going to make the whole... You know me, Teresa. I cry at the drop of a hat.
The first time I saw it at a press event, and I got teary looking at it. I think it's spectacular.
You know, the other thing that I liked about it, too, was everybody's always like, well, they've got the lights on the castle. And I was worried how it was going to look with the lights on the castle.
You can't even tell.
And you can't really even tell. There was a few shots that you're there like, okay, I see them. But for most of it, it's like, wow, and they did that. And the castle's all decorated with lights, too.
So then when they do the fireworks, then they put the castle lights on afterwards or during the day and during the party, and they have the changing of the lights?
The castle lighting happens
the
every
icicle
night.
Lights are those are there. The party starts with snow on Main Street. That happens every night, but the lights are on the castle all the time. They do the lighting show.
Now, do the lights stay on through the whole party except for the
it's so pretty, aren't they?
And they change colors through the night.
Yeah.
You might look at it, it'll be purple, then blue.
Oh, look at it.
They kind of like it looks like they're moving.
Do they do the same pre-show that they used to do where it was the fairy godmother?
Same thing.
Okay, so they do that.
So you don't need to go to the party to see that. You see that exiting. But, I mean, 7 o'clock was a madhouse exiting that park. And it seemed like it took them a long time to get people that weren't there for the party out of the park. You still, around 8 o'clock, you saw people lingering around.
We saw that at the Halloween, too. They were exiting. We were watching, the second one of the parades, and they were still shoving people out.
And you get those people at guest services screaming,
"Yeah,
I paid to be in the park today."
So, yeah, there's the parade that happens two times a night, 8:15, 10:30. The Magic and the Memories, one time only, 9:15, followed by Wishes, one time only. The Christmas show at the castle forefront happens several times. That's 7:45, 10:05, and 11:20.
Do they still do the Christmas show over in the Tomorrowland Theater?
No.
Tomorrowland Theater is not there.
I was going to say, I don't know how they do it. Tomorrowland Theater is gone.
No, they do a... It's the one in Tomorrowland, it's the Totally Tomorrowland Christmas show.
Oh, they kept that one.
Yeah, that's still there. I didn't see
it. Was going.
Yeah, was that Stitch?
That happens constantly.
Yeah, that was... Well, it was sort of okay, but it was sort of lame, too. I mean, it replaced the Christmas Story.
I enjoyed the Christmas Story.
Yeah, this... it's
because you can actually sit down and watch a show.
Any special merchandise that you saw that you can't get any other time?
Well, there's always a pin. There's always the party
There's usually
pin,
a t-shirt.
And there's a t-shirt.
There are dance parties. There are two locations for that, the Diamond Horseshoe and Cosmic Rays. That happens all the time.
Right, every party.
Those are a lot of fun. There are... You know, I took the map from this year and compare it to last year. And one big thing I noticed, that there are 12 character locations this year. Last year, there were two.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. The Halloween one did that too, though. What about Fantasyland? What happened back there? Anything?
No, not really.
I was going to ask you now, how is the rest of the park? Is the rest of the park decorated at all, or is it like last time?
You have your locations, but I mean, the Magic Kingdom is just, it's bad right now with all the rehabs that are going on. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's something covered up, and you're walking through the big walls, you know.
Just shielding.
And again, okay, so you've got a big wall. Why can't you put an overlay over that? Christmas overlay or something, you know? It's just,
make it look like you've decorated a box or something. Mm-hmm. Put some ribbon on it.
I didn't try the cookies, but Julie did. She said the cookies were horrible. Hot chocolate was great. The kids didn't even eat the cookies.
Really? Mm.
So I don't know.
Yeah, they're never good.
Wow.
She said they were like gingerbread. They were weird.
40th anniversary cupcakes.
And Julie likes cookies. But the hot chocolate was good.
Last year's cookie was okay.
Yeah. I mean,
wasn't it just a sugar cookie?
I thought they had green and red sprinkles on top.
Yeah, like a snickerdoodly looking thing. I don't know. My kids liked them.
But you know, most of the attractions are open. But this was a crazy, crazy night. It was so crowded. I assume it was because it was the first night. It wasn't hot, but it wasn't cold. It was nice. But when it's that crowded, it gets pretty warm.
How about beyond the parties? Has anyone went to the resorts, gone to the resorts and seen the decorations yet?
Isn't it a little early? I thought they did that closer to Thanksgiving.
I thought they decorated the parks for after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, everything seems to be a lot earlier anyway.
Well, yeah, I want to go over and see, but the last couple of years I've been sort of disappointed with resort decorations.
Yeah, I haven't been to one either.
So, I mean, I'll go back and see, but...
Yeah, I'm heading out to a couple tomorrow. I'm going to check them out.
Other than Osborne, how was Disney Hollywood Studios decorated?
Down the main street, it was decorated, and then pretty much once you stepped off the main street, there's nothing.
Do you think people expect that? Do you think people think it shouldn't be decorated where the Hollywood Tower of Terror is and where the Rock and Roller Coaster is? That like part of the theme?
I think that's what Disneyland does better than us.
Yeah, definitely.
We've already discussed this in years past. They owe less to decorate than four parks. But yeah, I think
But they blow it out so much better.
The Magic Kingdom looks great, though.
Yeah, no, we saw it.
That's why I enjoy this party more than Not So Scary.
Yeah.
I enjoy Christmas decorations more than I enjoy Halloween decorations. Yeah. So the whole park looks beautiful.
Yeah, it does.
When's the Christmas parade? Do we know?
The taping?
The taping,
First weekend of December. And at this point, the only people I know of that are getting tickets are cast members.
Really?
So if you want to see the Christmas taping, you just have to use your park ticket and be there on the street that Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
Keep in mind, that's a huge undertaking.
Yeah.
You have to stand in certain spots for a long time.
Yes.
They don't want you moving about.
Despite the crowds, is this still worth the money? Is it still?
Oh, we enjoyed ourselves. The kids enjoyed themselves. We didn't get home until like 11:30. Our kids usually go to sleep at 7:30.
Yeah.
They were still awake towards the end. Crash on the way home, but they had a great time, especially the parade. Ferris waving at saw Woody waving at him, so Ferris kept waving. It was something else.
This is what we say every year. This is a great alternative to buying a ticket that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Get there at 4:00.
Buy a ticket for the party instead. Arrive early.
You can stay till 12.
Excellent. And you get to do things that you wouldn't normally get to do.
Excellent. Now, for fear that this might trigger a Lights of Winter rant from Kathy, tell us a little bit about that RFID thing you got to experience, the new way of getting into the parks.
Disney is testing. They've got a couple, you can't call them turnstiles anymore, but they've got an area. As you're looking at Spaceship Earth and you come up to the turnstiles all the way over to the far left-hand side, they're testing the new way to get into the park. And I had seen different reports, and you sort of needed to know that they were doing this to take part in it, unless you happen to be there as Disney corralled a bunch of people. But they have like two tables set up that they take your ticket and they apply a Mickey head to the back of your ticket. Like, I have an annual pass, and they put the Mickey head on the ticket.
Now, this was actually at where the quote-unquote turnstile is.
Yeah, this
you
was
don't
like
go to a ticket window and get the
RFID. No, this was like, you know how you're walking up at Epcot, and you've got turnstiles to the left and turnstiles to the right. On the left-hand side, like before you would get to the ticket windows, they had two tables.
Oh, okay.
And what does this little Mickey head do?
And the little Mickey head has like a, it's a radio frequency identification chip, RFID, in it. That they were testing this to get you into the park. This is a new way to get into the park. But eventually they could use that for...
tracking? What?
Well, pretty much...
Welcome, Corey Martin.
No, really?
Welcome, Martin family.
The idea, the idea is actually going to be the chip will be like also on your room key. So now if you want to go and buy something, you could just wave it in front of the thing and that would take money off.
Remember on Mutual of Omaha when they used to tag the animals?
Yeah.
That's kind of what they're doing.
They're tracking you.
Now, Kathy, do you have to use your fingerprint? I mean, finger...
Yes. Yes,
okay. you still have to do that?
Yeah, you still
have to. Because mine never works. I don't care what park I'm in or what day it is. Mine never works.
So you walk up to the... So I got the little thing, and the cast member checked before I walked away to make sure that that sticker, the RFID chip in there, worked.
And how'd she do that? Just
they had a little handheld thing, and they... It's, you know how when you go on the new...
Away.
When you go on the Dream, and you had to like tap your,
yeah,
your room key up against the thing... That's basically what you're doing when you get up to this turnstile.
Modified turnstile.
But you don't have to walk through an actual turnstile.
No, there is no turnstile, but there was like...
I was just going
to
say, that's going to make people in wheelchairs, people in scooters, people with mobility issues.
But it's also something that impedes the flow of traffic. Because everybody gets there and everyone's got to stop and go through the...
You always try to walk through
so
it before it actually
so now
is ready
you're,
to turn.
Ooh. You're putting your finger on the little...
Yeah, so first you walk up, and it's like a post with a round globe on the top. And I did a blog about this, and I have pictures up. So I'm standing here doing hand motions again.
Sounds like the North Pole. Okay.
You know what it reminded me of? The pole reminded me of when you saw those old
scary poles?
No, the old scary movies that when they applied electricity to it and you saw it go like...
Oh, yeah.
Like that was cool.
Like that kind of a pole.
Yeah.
But on the side
just
of the...
Just as long as it didn't remind her of some other kind of pole.
Yeah, really.
Rachel's or something.
But on the side of it is a big Mickey head, which I thought that was like... I didn't think Disney was like... I don't know. I was surprised to see a Mickey head there. Like of all the places to put a Mickey head, that surprised me.
So there's a finger scanner next to it.
And there's a finger scanner.
Right.
So you're scanning your finger.
So you come up and you tap... Your ticket, like up against
the
Mickey head,
you like pop Mickey in the nose,
and it you know, it like makes a noise. I think it was, and then you put your finger down on the finger scanner, and it's you know you put
your
finger down.
Steals your soul. What the
crap? And the first time that I did it, I got a bluish purple light, which indicates that there was a problem. The Mickey head lit up.
If you're gay, it's a rainbow.
Oh, my God. It's like a mood ring.
Yeah. Mine's going to be a filthy brown color.
And
mine's always brown.
The cast member has like this little handheld unit. And she goes, oh, I'm having a problem with my handheld unit. It wasn't my ticket.
Your
it was,
mood.
Yeah. I have a problem with my handheld unit, too.
So anyway, she goes, oh, well, let's take you over here. And I just moved to the next pole. And did it again, and then you get a blue light, and that's when
certainly
you know to go.
Certainly speeding things up in there.
No, actually, it went much faster, even with an issue. And as I posted on the blog that people, I thought the other thing that it's going to save is, you know, people, you know, fumble to put their ticket in the thing.
How many times do they try to shove that ticket under where it actually has to go?
And they leave the ticket
behind
laying.
That person.
Yeah, yeah, and they leave.
Then the cast member has to take it out, rub it on a shirt, and try to put it back.
But how about the? I mean, what if your little when you're slapping Mickey in the head with the little round sticker thing? What if that doesn't work?
I'm sure there's a backup. I'm sure there's a way for them to also run it through if they have to. And
yeah,
I don't know. I don't get it.
Well,
I think it's like any new technology. It's like when they had the finger readers and stuff, and everyone went, well, what if it fails? You know, it's going to take time to be perfected.
What's the point, though?
To speed it up.
Speed it up. It's a faster process.
This is the same chip they've put on the reusable mugs, and it's only good for the length of your stay, so they can program that chip.
Yeah.
So what happens is you put your refillable mug up against the soda machine, it fills up.
you leave on the 10th. On the 11th, that no longer works.
Right. So you can't resell a pass, maybe.
Right.
It's also, like I said, it's going to expand beyond this, and that it's going to be a way to pay. It's going to be a way to do your dining credits.
If you have a room key, you'll be able to tap it in a merchandise location. Actually, mobile gas stations did this several years ago.
Yeah.
This is the new way.
Very Tron-like when it lights up.
But I would also say be sure you bring identification with you, because just like the old system now, that if there's some kind of an issue with your ticket, the first thing they're going to ask you for is identification to make sure that you're that person.
If you have an annual pass.
Yeah, if you have an annual pass. So have your ID with you so you don't have to hide.
Maybe they
back
can track when a male RFID goes into a woman's bathroom.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, maybe.
They're going to know how often you go to the bathroom.
He would have had a little bit. Mickey would have turned like
but
a
I was,
weird color.
I was really impressed. I mean, it really did go faster. And the other thing to remember is, unless you really want to go do this, like I did, because I thought it was cool, you don't have to go to those test turnstiles. It's all the way down the left-hand side. You can get in with your ticket just the way it is now.
For now.
For now. If they decide that this is, because this is the second test they've had of how to, you know, admission into the parks, because they had that other one that was like a round kiosk kind of thing in that same area last March, I think it was. So they're still testing how they're going to do this. But you don't have to go get a special ticket. You don't have to do anything. If you don't want to take part in the test, you don't have to take part in the test. But if you do take part in it, it's very simple, it's very easy, and
painless.
It's much faster.
Not all ideas are good ideas. Remember the backless chairs at Pecos Bills?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see if this goes into actual release.
Yeah. You know, or are they testing this to try it out for something else, because that new game that's coming to Magic Kingdom is supposed to use RFID technology.
Well,
so
they also talk about how they want to make the park completely more interactive. Well, if you're walking around with an RFID tag on you,
you're buying stuff as you're going up down the street and don't even know.
Well, you could also go to, let's say, a window, and the window could activate and maybe know who you are from your RFID. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Magic Kingdom.
That's creepy.
I think it's cool.
And if you're really, the talking Mickey.
Yeah, the talking Mickey can now recognize who you are from your chip.
And if you're really hyper or paranoid about it, you know, those little silver bags that you get, like, parts for your computer in, or like our Easy Pass or Sun Pass, those metal bags, you could put your ticket in there and then it can't read your RFID.
Your Sun Pass came in a metal bag?
Those little aluminum wallets you can buy.
It blocks a signal. But you can use any major crevice on your body. We'll do the same thing. If you want to hide your RFID.
I have major crevice.
I was trying to be nice about that.
Major crevice.
All right. Well, thank you guys for letting us know what's going on around Walt Disney World, all the new stuff, all the cool stuff going on. What?
Before we say goodbye, I think we should all wish people a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And that'll do it for this segment, and that'll do it for this episode of the Diz Unplugged. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a happy Thanksgiving. And stop listening.
Go home now.